At 26 past 11 on this Tuesday edition, we're now talking track work, and Warren Huttley was out at Flemington this morning. How was the morning had at the track, Warren?
It was fine. No, this time of the year we're getting some little bit of a fresh morning, so it was cooler mornings and beautiful days. So that time of the year where it does get a bit fresh in the morning, but it was a nice morning out there, and certainly some probably jump outs of note last Friday also.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some that went around in the jump outs, in particular a few for the Hayes Damanik stable.
Well, he's gang tackling the Newmarket Nards, and he gang tackled this jump out. There was only one jump out down the straight last Friday. All the others were on the inside track, but Thronan, Derren, Sosi Bonn and Fastnet Tempest all went down in a jump out over 800 metres from the Hayes and Davening stable, and Prezzardo from the Alet and Zara camp was just kept up to the mark, and he's certainly very comfortable down the straight. Not a lot between the Hayes and Davening team. There was probably only half a length or so between the four of them across the line, with Prezzardo just a little bit behind them. But so I thought Thronan, who rode the speed in that jump out, almost controlling the tempo. And Sosi Bonn, a really interesting runner who goes into the Newmarket first up, was they were all very effective, as I said, half a length or so between them. But I thought Thronan riding the speed and Sosi Bonn just back near the inside of that group just seemed to have quite a bit in reserve and wasn't really asked for anything, as not many of them were. Derren perhaps pushed out a little bit towards the end of the jump out. But a really interesting jump out. Haven't seen Redkirk Warrior this morning, so I can't comment on his work today leading into the Newmarket. But Gia Hayes and Davening stable with a really strong representation there. And for me, one of the more interesting runners in the Newmarket is going to be Sosi Bonn first up.
What about Prezzardo?
He was nice dance. He just followed them a bit, and look, he's up and running. He's had those runs under his belt this preparation, and look, down the straight, he's very effective, and there's option for him just against slightly easier opposition on Saturday also, and he was just kept up to the mark, really cruising a couple of lengths behind them. But I thought the jump out certainly could provide some relevant results for Saturday, although it is going to be a cracking new market with, you know, the likes of Redkirk Warrior and Merchant Navy and the like. But, I thought Thronan and Sosi Bonn trying to split hairs the pick out of that group down the straight.
Outrageous goes around in the size produce on Saturday, and he had a jump out last Friday?
Yeah, just back, not down the straight, round the inside, and he's a really nice horse, Nards. His win at Newcastle last start was terrific. We got a bit of a guide on that form when Tin Hat came down from the Godolphin operation and won at Ballarat quite impressively, and they really levelled out from that the opposition in that race at Newcastle with Outrageous really strong to the line. His jump out was outstanding last Friday. He took a bit of riding and got off the pace a bit at Newcastle, but he was on the speed in this jump out and relatively good time for the morning, and when he asked to quicken, he really did run away nicely. And it's a different form line, I suppose. It does blend in, as I said, with Tin Hat, but from our horses coming through the Blue Diamond and restricted or midweek races, say like Nisayan from Caulfield for the Hayes and Davening stable, it's a different form line. But gee, he looks a really nice horse, and I'm sure he'll run Saturday. He's run well Saturday. His last win was terrific, and his jump out Friday in particular was just outstanding.
And Booker was a massive run in the Oak. He played after never getting in, and also lines up with no weight on the weekend.
Yeah, you can go through Oakley Plates and find unlucky runners, can't you? It's the nature of the handicap racing in the big field. But, she ran well from a wide barrier draw, and she was just kept up to the mark with a nice little tick over jump out over, tick over gallop over 800 metres this morning, and just quickened up nicely the last 400 metres, ran about 24 for her finishing section for that gallop. And look, she's up and running, and she's proven down the straight, and she's a high quality horse. So I certainly wouldn't be dismissing her in the Newmarket at all. She looks to have trained on well since that run in the Oakley Plate.
Okay, so that's Booker. What about Rock Magic?
Well, he just seems to be a length or two behind them, doesn't he, Nard? But he's going well, and he's running well enough for him. And look, straight racing can be a little bit luck in running and the right part of the track, etc. I think he's competitive with that group of horses. He was just kept up to the mark with a fairly easy gallop this morning, again over 800 metres, and just a tick over 25.5 for his last 400. So he certainly had plenty up his sleeve. But look, he knows Melbourne well now. He's settled back in well, and just, you know, worth noting that heading to that Group 1 race on Saturday, he's had a nice tick over gallop this morning and looks as good as he could be.
And a couple for the Causton's team that worked this morning, Montoya's Secret and Titan Blinders.
I think they're both going really well now. Titan Blinders is a real raw talent. He did a lot wrong on debut, but still ran well, and then much better only being narrowly beaten at his second start. He paired up with Montoya's Secret this morning, and they galloped over 1,200. And just worked together nicely, quickened nicely the last 400 metres. And Montoya Secret goes to a very suitable race over 1,600 metres on Saturday, just trying to plot a path to, I suppose, get her back into winning form. But she just seems to have been trained a little bit more conservatively, a little bit more on the fresh side, not training her to try and get her to Oaks or Cups or anything like that. And, gee, she seems to be appreciating that. Titan Binders is still a bit of a work in progress and a raw product, but he's talented. I certainly, if I lined him up with Outrageous in the size produce on Saturday, pre-barrier draws, etc., I'd have a leaning towards Outrageous. But Montoya Secret finds a really suitable race for her on Saturday.
And also Mark Kavanagh's pair, Atlantic City and Bored to Gain, go around on the weekend?
They really gallop strongly now, 1,000 metres and home very quickly the last 400. I think there's even an option for Bored to Gain in a week or so. There's another meeting at Flemington the following Saturday, but they worked really nicely this morning. And I think wherever Cav goes, with both Atlantic City, who's a bit of a get-back, run-on, sprinting type, needs a bit of luck, needs a tempo on up front, but when the planets align, he's capable of certainly winning Saturday grade. And Bored to Gain's come through that win at Moonee Valley where there was a broken-down horse, or a horse broke down, and he sort of was interfered with, but still was able to regroup and win. There was a lot more merit in that win at Moonee Valley than the actual narrow margin suggests. He's come through that race really well. So either this week or next week, I certainly think Bored to Gain's ready to run to his best.
And also top of the range for Mike Moroney.
He's a really progressive horse, Nards. He was strong to the line, galloping over 1,200 metres this morning. He's had a couple of runs back already. Tempo was against him first up, got the win on the board second up, and has trained on since then. So, yeah, I think he's a fringe carnival player in the right type of races when he gets up to the right distance range, and he's progressing really well. So, yeah, he's one that I certainly want to have on the side at Flemington on Saturday.
OK, who are the main ones we should be keeping an eye on for the weekend, Warren?
Yeah, the Newmarket's too hard now. Gee, I reckon Sosie Bonne will run well, though. I could have a little peanut on Sosie Bonne each way at big odds. Love the way Outrageous has settled in for the size produce for Team Hawks. I think Montoya's Secret's going to be in a very suitable race on Saturday, top of the range from the Moroney stable, and certainly keeping an eye on where Mark Kavanagh goes with Bored to Gain.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nath.